Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. We are in chapter number 9, Mishnah number 4. We are talking about olive production. Hagomer etzita v'shir kupa achat. Let's say an Am Haaretz finishes his run. He finishes harvesting his olives, and he has one box left over. And that's the box that he wants to leave over for Truma. So he leaves over in a separate box. He knows that he's an Am Haaretz. He knows that he's going to mess it up. So he leaves it separate. What does he do with that box? And of course, by the way, at this juncture, the olives are not susceptible to Truma, so they're still good for Truma. Therefore, they are still good for Truma because he hasn't finished. Meaning, once he puts them in the box, then he's finished. But until that point, he hasn't finished everything we've been saying up till now. So what does he do with the box? He gives it to a Kohen to watch over. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir thinks that he should just hand it over to the Kohen. That's the best course of action. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yolich et hamafteach miyad. He doesn't have to hand the box over to the Kohen, but he should give the Kohen the key to the access to the olives. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Meisle. So it doesn't have to be immediately. It could be, he could wait 24 hours to do so. Mission number 5, Hamaniach Zeitim Kotash Sheyim Tonu. Sheinochin Lichtosh, Harel Mukhsharim. If you put your olives in a press in order to soften them, in order to be easier to press, Harel Mukhsharim, so then we consider these to be susceptible to Tumah. What happens though, Shim Tonu She, I mean, that's something we've established by now, but now what happens if Shim Tonu Shim Lachem? If you're softening them so as to be salted, you want to salt those olives. I guess this is how we make green olives. I told you, you would learn more about olive production than you ever believed. Beit Shammai Omrim Mukhsharim, Beit Hillel Omrim Einam Mukhsharim. According to Beit Shammai, they are, meaning in this process, when you're leaving them to be salted, they are considered susceptible. And Beit Hillel says they are not susceptible. If you look at the Bar Nura, he explains. Let me just make sure I'm on the right Mishnah. Harei lemuchsharim b'mohal hayotze mehen. And the sap that comes out of them, shekvar nigmar melachtan, because that's considered the end of the work. Beit Hillel omrim, ein muchsharim delo nigmar melachtan adayin. According to Beit Hillel, that's not considered their work. It's not considered that they're complete once you do the salting process. But Beit Shammai says it is. Haposez etim be'adayim tmeot timan. If you crack open the olives in the process of eating them, and your hands are tameh, and you have made the olives tame. You do this because your hands are considered shniot, unless you wash them, unless you ritually purify them. Your hands are considered shniot, and then once you crack the olives open, it'll release the olive oil. The olive oil will become a rishon, because that's what happens with liquids, and immediately render the olives a sheni. So even if they're not truma, that's how the Bar Nur explains. Some people have to explain, I don't know why they have to, but some people explain that this is a case where the olives were truma, and then your truma can go all the way down to a shlishi. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.